When someone dies who is a relative or friend whom we love, we grieve. Our soul is hurt, and we really have a difficult time dealing with our emotions, and we seek God's comfort. But the comfort does not take away the grief that we feel. It does not take away the hurt that we have, but it helps us to have comfort in the hope of the resurrection. As I'm speaking to you, recording this devotion, this day a very good friend of mine died tragically in an accident. I'm really coping with my emotions. It's very difficult. In times like these, I seek out God's comfort in the Scriptures. 1 Thessalonians 4:13. The Apostle Paul is speaking to people in Thessalonica who are concerned about their friends and relatives and brothers and sisters who have died. And this is what Paul tells them. But I would not have you be ignorant, brothers, concerning those which have died, that you do not sorrow, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which have died in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not precede them which have died. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Therefore comfort one another with these words. You see, it's just natural for me to hurt, and I hurt for his family, his precious family, a son and a daughter and a wife, and others in his family, and many, many, many friends, for he was a good man and well-respected, and a brother in the Lord, and just many, many people are hurting at the hour at which I am speaking. But we have this comfort among all of that, for we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and even so, those who have died in Jesus will be raised eternally to be with him. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we hardly have words right now. I pray for your help for myself, Lord, but I pray earnestly for help for his wife, for his children, for his parents, for his family, and we who are his brothers and sisters, we who are his friends. O Lord God, I thank you for his life while he was with us, and I pray that you would comfort the family and just help us, Lord, and help us to comfort each other with the words of the Scripture. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.